Associations, A Valentine's Tale by Astrid L. I had come home from work early. It was St. Valentine's Day, and my lover had promised me a surprise. We were to have dinner at his place. He loved to cook, he said, but only on special occasions. We both loved to eat. I'd bought him a cookbook, Cookbook for Lovers. I was buzzing with excitement as I took the lift up to my sixth-floor apartment off the Boulevard Saint-Michel. I had met Alain in a small bistro when I first arrived in Paris. The restaurant was packed, but the patron seated me in the first free place at a table for two, opposite a quiet-looking man with a head of thick, dark, blonde hair. There was something so unassuming about him that I didn't feel at all nervous. That only came later. I ordered steak frites and a green salad, the usual bistro fare, and a glass of Côtes d'Aron. He had ordered the same, he said, but with an entree of six oysters. "Do you like oysters?" he said, as the waiter placed a small plate with six open shells before him. "I don't know," I said. "Would you like to taste one?" I shook my head, and he shrugged. "They must be very fresh," he said, as he squeezed a few drops from a lemon quarter onto one of the plump pieces of flesh in its mother-of-pearl shell. The flesh trembled slightly as the juice touched it. Then he lifted the shell and slid the oyster into his mouth. Mesmerized by the look on his face, a moment of pure delight, I couldn't help imagining his tongue playing with this fruit of the sea before letting it slide down his throat. "Are you sure you wouldn't like to try one?" I shook my head. My cheeks felt hot, and it was with a sense of relief that I placed my napkin on my lap when the waiter arrived with my steak.